This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, recent data from the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank survey of ag credit conditions suggests conditions in the farm sector may be stabilizing. Agricultural credit conditions weakened further in the second quarter of 2017, but the pace of deterioration has slowed. Although the rate of which farm loans are being repaid continued to decrease, the change from a year ago was not as sharp as in recent years. Only 37% of bankers in the survey reported a decrease in repayment rates from a year ago, the lowest share since mid-2015. Farmland values continued to trend lower alongside the reductions in farm income and weaker credit conditions, but the changes have remained modest. With the fall harvest approaching, ag lenders and borrowers remain concerned about prospects for the farm economy in the Midwest, particularly in regions with limited potential for high crop yields. However, bankers were generally less pessimistic about economic conditions in the farm sector in the second quarter than in each of the past 2 years. The American Soybean Association released a statement last week on dicamba use and dicamba-related damage to soybean crops. American Soybean Association President Ron Moore says the association is invested in bringing all parties together to find answers and solutions. In his statement, Moore says the first step in the process is for all parties to determine whether the reported damage is from dicamba or other potential causes. If injury from dicamba spray is indeed the root cause, he says farmers next need to understand how the damage happened. Moore says we need all parties at the table to establish answers to these and other questions so that proper action can be taken to both protect crops and protect access to this technology. He says the discussion is larger than one specific product, saying farmers need and want new modes of action for weed control, but also need assurance that their own and their neighbors' crops aren't going to be damaged as a result of normal and label-compliant product use. Well, if you're interested in learning more about the soil that grows your crops, you might want to attend a Soil Health Field Day this week. Natural resource conservationist for American Farmland Trust, Chris Reynolds, says the meeting includes lunch, field tours, and presentations about soil health practices and issues.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've got a really good field day coming up next Thursday, Thursday morning, over in the upper Macoupin Creek watershed that we are working in. And we've got a speaker coming in from Ohio, Jim Horman. He is a soil health specialist with NRCS, and really excited to be bringing him over to Illinois and kind of share with the attendees a little bit about phosphorus placement and maybe some of what's went on in Ohio with Lake Erie that we often read about in the news.
Well, sounds great. I think the last field day that I went on and talked with you about focused more on cover crops. So this with a focus on soil health, are we going to be talking about cover crops too and some of those benefits and just encompassing everything about soil health, or what will farmers be learning about?
Well, one of our speakers is going to be with the Soil Health Partnership. Jim Iserman's going to be there, and the Hyans have actually signed up to be Soil Health Partnership farmers. And so the Soil Health Partnership is a national corn growers initiative working with several farmers across the Midwest to do some strip trials, looking at the comparison between conventional type systems and systems, conservation cropping systems involving cover crops. And so they'll be starting that this fall. Jim's going to talk a little bit about the program and some of the data that they've collected. And some of that data includes soil health testing and what some of the results are from some of those tests that have come back.
With the soil health testing, is that something that farmers could do on their own farm? I know that farmers soil test and we look for nutrients in the soil. Is that something different or is it similar?
It's something in addition to that, I think, is the best way to describe it. So, you know, I would work with some of the local retailers and find a soil health test that would interest you. There's several of them that are out there that samples can be sent off. You know, I think it's a good idea to look at before if you're thinking about incorporating some of these conservation systems into your operation, to maybe get a baseline of where your soil health is at. so that you can sample on down the road and get an idea if you are making improvements, even if you're not seeing them visually.
All right. Well, sounds good. Something else that I see on the flyer is that the Environmental Tillage Systems Soil Warrior Strip Tillage Tool is going to be there. Now, I've seen this on display, but Chris, do you think you could explain to farmers how this differs from traditional tillage tools, or maybe just kind of how it's used or what it looks like?
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting strip till tool, and we're fortunate to have two of these toolbars in the watershed. M&M Service Company and CHS work with us on utilizing these toolbars, and ETS, Environmental Tillage Systems, is one of our partners in this watershed project, which is very unique. And so one of the practices, because of the phosphorus loss that we're trying to prevent, one of the practices that we're trying to promote is strip tillage in the watershed. So these tools, the availability of them in the watershed gives farmers an opportunity to try them out on a custom basis to see if they like it. And we have two of them in the watershed. One has the capability of dry fertilizer and anhydrous ammonia, and the other one is just for dry fertilizer. They have variable rate technology capabilities on both of those machines, and it's quite a machine if you haven't ever seen it. And we hope, weather permitting, and it looks like it will be next week, we hope to be doing some demonstrations in a field day after a couple short presentations at the High End Farm.
All right. Well, sounds great. And you just mentioned where it's going to be held at the High End Farm, but Chris, go ahead and tell us maybe geographically where that's located in Macoupin County.
Yeah, if you follow Route 16 just west of Gillespie, the address is 13734 Route 16. That's where the High End Farm is located, on the north side of Route 16. There will be some signage up that morning as well. They've graciously allowed us to host the field day at their farm. They have an excellent location there. The field that we'll be traveling to by bus will be just a couple miles down the road. We'll start the morning off at 8:30 with registration. We'll do a couple short presentations, and then we'll travel to the field for some demonstrations. And you asked about cover crops earlier. We will talk a little bit about cover crops. We did some summer annual cover crop planting in the wheat field, but due to some of the dry weather in that area during the month of July, we may not have a whole lot to see at this time, but we will definitely talk a little bit about them as well. So we'll travel there to the field day site, and then come back to the farm where the Macoupin County Pork Producers will be supplying everybody with lunch.
Are you asking for pre-registration for the field day?
Yeah, we would really like to get a good solid number. We're expecting very good attendance at this event. We want to have a good idea of how much food is needed with the pork producers. We're hoping that you'll call the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District office at 217-854-2626, and that's extension 3, and talk to one of the field office staff there about registering for the event. And the sooner that you can do that, the better idea we'll have of how many attendees we'll have.
Chris Reynolds with American Farmland Trust. And once again, if you'd like to register for the Soil Health Field Day taking place at the High End Farm this Thursday, August 17th, you should RSVP to the Macoupin County Soil and Water Office by today, and you can reach them at 217-854-2626, extension 3. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.